So this Advent season, we have been going through the prophecies, the Advent prophecies of Isaiah. And today we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 7. And that's why this is entitled, Call His Name Emmanuel. But the context of this particular prophecy from Isaiah here is important to understanding. Before I read this, it's important to understand some context. So here's the situation. I have a map up here for you to take a look at. It's around 730 BC. Since the death of King Solomon, which happened 2 centuries before this time, God's people have been divided into 2 kingdoms. You have the southern kingdom, which is called Judah, and you have the northern kingdom, which is called Israel. In the southern kingdom, Judah was ruled by the heirs of David and Solomon. And as we know from Scripture, the Messiah would come from the line of Judah and David. And so we have a divided kingdom here. They don't get along, Israel and Judah. And Israel at this time has joined forces with Syria, which would be off to the right of the map here, your right. And they are going to attack Judah. And so Judah's king at the time, his name is Ahaz. He is in the line of David, but he is a wicked, no good king. And he is terrified of this alliance that Israel has made with Syria. He's scared. And so despite Ahaz's unworthiness and unfaithfulness, God sends his prophet Isaiah to his people, to him, with good news that Yahweh, God, is going to be with them. You don't need to be terrified. He will deliver you. So even in the midst of King Ahaz's wickedness and unfaithfulness, God wants him to know that he will always be with his people. And so this leads up to our reading here, where you will see God offering a sign to Ahaz to confirm this message. Not something God normally does. So let's take a look at this in Isaiah chapter 7, beginning with verse 10. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And God said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose 2 kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah." The king of Assyria, who God would allow to come in and wipe out Judah later on. So that is our reading here for this morning. So to recap this, what you just heard, God is telling Ahaz to ask for any kind of sign, and God would provide it to him. Wouldn't you like to get a command like that from God? So at first glance, it seems like King Ahaz's answer is the right answer, right? I will not put the Lord to the test. But Ahaz is not being sincere, and he's missing the point of God's offer. Yes, We are not to put the Lord to the test. That's true. But when the Lord tells you to do something, you do it. Ahaz has it confused. He would not be testing God with his answers. God is testing him. God turned the tables on him. So in reality, Ahaz doesn't want God's help because he has already taken matters into his own hands. And he has aligned himself with Assyria, another pagan country. Besides Syria, it's up to the right of that map. He aligned himself with Assyria so that he could take out Israel and Syria. How often do you like to take matters into your own hands? You know, Ahaz's refusal to answer God is a refusal to trust in God, who is graciously and lovingly giving Ahaz his word and promise that he will be with them and deliver them. Ahaz is not trusting that. And you know, we too, you and I, are called to trust in the word of God. So let's talk about trust here for a second. To trust means to have a firm belief in the reliability, truth, or strength of someone or something. That's the dictionary definition of trust. Trust is interesting, isn't it? Trust is not sold in stores. It is not a genetic trait passed down from your mom and dad. There's no life hack for instant trust. There's no app to download on your phones, I checked, to give you trust. Trust is built. You know, we people work hard at trust. Husbands and wives build trust with each other by honoring their vows that they made to one another. Moms and dads build trust with their kids by taking care of them. We could go on and on with all the different ways that we build trust with the people that we have relationships with here in this world. So it's simple. Trust is built. And trust is also broken, isn't it? Trust can be built slowly, but can be destroyed in an instant. Our sins of lies, deception, envy, greed, lust, etc., 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 can topple trust in a heartbeat. So I ask you, have your words or actions broken trust with someone? Have you experienced broken trust in a relationship? And then there is trust in God. The word trust shows up in the Bible, his word, well over 100 times on how we are to trust in God. And sometimes we get scared with the happenings in our lives. Things happen that shake our foundation and shakes our trust in God, who does promise to always be with us. Proverbs 3:5, a very popular verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. But in our fear, Sometimes we may be led to trust in the things of this world instead of putting our trust in God, much like what King Ahaz did here. So back to Isaiah. You know, even though Ahaz didn't ask for a sign like God told him to, God gave one anyway. Because God does what he wants. Because he is God. He can do that. But no one would see this sign until around 7 centuries later. Ahaz insisted on doing things his own way and relying on earthly power. God gives a sign of his way to save the virgin birth. Verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. You know, we have a God who wants to be with us. Can you believe it? In spite of all our flaws, we have a God that wants to be with us. It's been his MO from the beginning in the Garden of Eden after Adam and Eve sinned. He came to them because he still wanted to be with them and have a relationship with them. He came to Moses in that burning bush because he wanted to rescue his people who were in slavery in Egypt. He came and spoke from that bush because he wants to be with us. And when the Israelites were wandering in that desert, God came and was with them. He guided them by day in a cloud of smoke and by night with a pillar of fire because God wants to be with us. Then he has them build this tabernacle where he would come and literally dwell with his people on earth because he wants to be with us. And he wanted to be with us so much that he sent his own son to take on flesh that very first Christmas, which we get to celebrate in a couple days. And you know what? He wants to be with you right now in 2025. Every single step of your life. When you were born, he wants to be with you. When you graduated, he wants to be with you. When you get married, when you have children, he wants to be with you. When you get that job promotion, he is with you. When you don't get that job promotion, he is with you. When you screw up and make a bad decision, he is with you. When you get that diagnosis that you don't want to hear, he is with you. When you're lying in a hospital bed, he is with you. When you lose a loved one, he is with you. And when you die, he will be with you. Emmanuel, God with us, is with you every single step of the way, no matter what happens in your life. And you can put your full trust in him because it is the truth. Because Jesus said so. Right before he ascended into heaven, he says to his disciples, "And lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." And he keeps his promises because he wants to be with us, which is why he died on that cross for us, so that he can be with us in heaven. Jesus is the truth, and I will put my trust in him. And we can all be challenged to live out these verses here from Psalm. If you look up on the screen, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God, I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Amen.